armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. As we answer that call and pursue the Christian walk, we become keenly aware of another opposing force, our adversary, the devil. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Both God and Satan are bidding for our soul's commitment. God is counting on us as Christian soldiers to enter the conflict and personally confront the enemy, to avoid or draw back from the conflict as he yields to the devil. As in all battles, there must be a commander-in-chief. Christ is not only our commander, but also our perfect example. He illustrates the effectiveness of the Christian armor when he was tempted in the wilderness. He resisted the devil by using the word of God as his sword. Amen. Fasting and praying to his heavenly Father gave him the power for what lay ahead. The Christian faces a life and death conflict. With the forces of evil, God has provided sufficient resources for victory, but the Christian must appropriate those resources by faith. Amen. Personal victory requires much effort and exercise. Part of the new birth experience is putting off the old man with his deeds. We need to put forth daily effort to crucify the flesh and our carnal desires. Processing the mind of Christ allows us to practice Christian graces such as meekness, forgiveness, and charity. For personal victory, we must accurately identify the enemy. Our enemy is very deceptive. His success as a deceiver depends upon his ability to disguise himself in his snares. Jesus clearly taught that the way to eternal life and true happiness is to deny self. We must remember that Satan, sin, and self are our enemies. War demands strictness and sacrificial living. It is high time that Christians realize that we are at war.
Right.
War demands suffering. Christians should be willing to lay down their life for Christ's sake and the gospel. If Jesus means anything to us all, he should mean everything to us, and no thoughts of personal safety or freedom of suffering should deter us in our service for him. War demands understood obedience. A true soldier will follow the orders of his superior without questions and without delay. It is ridiculous to think that Christ could be satisfied with anything less as Creator and Redeemer. He has every right to expect that those who follow him into battle will obey his orders promptly and completely.
Amen.
War demands skill and use of weapons. A Christian's weapons are prayer and the Word of God. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. He must give himself fervent, believing, preserving prayer. Only then can the strongholds of the enemy be pulled down. Then, too, he must be capable in the use of the sword, the Spirit, which is the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The enemy will do everything in his power to trick us into dropping our sword. He will cast doubt on the inspiration of the Scriptures. He will bring opposing arguments from science and philosophy and human traditions. But the soldier of Christ must stand his ground, proving the effectiveness of his weapon by using it in season and out of season. War demands courage in the face of danger. Ephesians 6:13-14, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. If no one can be successful against us, because God is for us. If victory is assured before we ever start to fight, how can we ever think of turning back? That's all I have.